On the past two previous weekends, we have invited up various members of ministries in the parish to share with you about the various ministries in our parish, from RCIA to ushers to PSR. And I want to thank publicly those who have come up to share with us about both the reward of their ministry and what it offers you. This weekend, we are distributing our stewardship packets and ask you over the next 2 weeks to discern what is God asking and calling you to as far as ministry to each other in this parish. We call that ministry stewardship, and there are four pillars of stewardship, four things that make up stewardship. They are hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. And this year in our school, and I think also for our parish, it's good for us to reflect on the ministry of hospitality. The reason I've made this a focal point is a twofold experience on my part. One is having parishioners and parents come to me and tell me, and this doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. They tell me, "Father, I didn't feel welcome at your parish," or "I had a bad experience in your school," or "I do not feel appreciated for the ministry I do." And in reflecting upon this, I find that maybe we sometimes neglect this ministry of hospitality. The second experience was much more personal. I noticed when I first got to Christ the King that everybody was very welcoming, and I got to know a lot of new people. It was just fantastic. And then after about a year, I started to get overwhelmed with all there was to do. Especially, we've got an older facility, a lot of things breaking down, and began to really get overwhelmed with that. And so what I noticed I tended to do, and I really didn't realize I was doing it until this past summer, is I was focusing so much on the needs, the physical needs of the parish, that I was neglecting the people of the parish and the relationships that make up that parish. We can have a tendency sometimes when we see a great need to focus, whether it's our work or needs at home, around the house, to focus on those things and end up hurting the people that we love. And for that, I am very sorry. Sometimes I can be so productivity driven that I forget about the relationships that that productivity is supposed to serve. And so I realize that hospitality, making people feel welcome, is of great value. Hospitality is defined in the dictionary as, one, given to generous and cordial reception of guests. And I want to focus especially on that word generous. Did you notice the lady in the gospel today with the coin? She's lost a coin in her house. It's probably worth like a dollar. Now, many of us here would not go in search of that coin, but number one, she valued the little she had. And a lot of people are sitting here today thinking probably, "Well, Father, I don't have a whole lot to offer. I can't get up and lecture, or I can't sing." You offer what you have, right? Just like this woman in the gospel. And she went in search of the little she had. How many of us prayerfully consider what God is asking us to do each year? Or how many of us mark on our stewardship forms what's comfortable? She went in search of the little she had. And then she generously gave it. And this is the part that might escape you if you didn't realize it, but she's got a dollar, she found her coin. What does she do in response? She has a big party. Now, how many of you have ever hosted a party for a dollar or less? Right? It's going to cost her that much just to host the party. So you're probably thinking, well, this woman isn't very smart, right? She found her coin and then she's practically giving it away. But she's generously sharing the little she has. And brothers and sisters, that is stewardship. Generously giving. And especially generously welcoming guests. Hospitality is also defined as offering a pleasant or sustaining environment. Now, when you guys think of church, you probably think of things like communion or genuflecting or folding your hands in prayer. But also very key is how welcome people feel when they come in the door. Just about 2 weeks ago, somebody came to me in confession. And they told me, "Father, I've been working up the courage to come here. And it's actually one of your greeters that gave me the courage to do it." They'd been coming to our parish for a couple weeks, trying to get up the courage to come back to their faith. They had a big sin on their conscience that they needed to confess. And they told me that it was when they walked through those doors right back there and the greeter said, "Hello, welcome to Christ the King," that something happened in their heart and they felt welcome here. And they didn't feel just welcomed by you or the parish, they felt welcomed by Him. Brothers and sisters, you never know the depth of service you can do to one another just by offering a simple act of hospitality. In our scriptures, there are many examples of this hospitality. This summer, you heard the story of Martha and Mary. And many of you probably remember that story, how Jesus says that Mary has chosen the better part. How many of you remember that? Okay, well, great. I got some work to do. And Martha's the one, and remember, Martha's the one in the kitchen cooking, and she complains to Jesus because Mary's not helping her. And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things, but Mary has chosen the better part." And everybody thinks that Mary was the one being praised there. But you know, for the first time in many years of reading that scripture, I noticed something this summer at the very beginning of that gospel. It says that Martha was the one who invited Jesus over to their house in the first place. In other words, Mary would have never had the chance to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from Him if Martha hadn't extended an act of hospitality first. Brothers and sisters, many people come to faith because you extend to them an act of hospitality. A friend at work that mentions he's a fallen away Catholic and you invite him to Mass with you at the weekend. Greeting somebody who comes through the door, smiling when somebody walks up to the side of your pew, and instead of looking at them like, "How dare you make me move," you smile and you scoot over. Acts of hospitality. You may remember a story about Abraham. He was sitting along the side of the road and there were strangers passing by. And what's interesting about this story is it says that Abraham went out to the strangers as if he ran after them to get them and said, "Please come and have a meal at my house. My wife will cook for you," right? Wives, do your husbands ever do this? Volunteer your services without asking you? Abraham did too. How many of you have sat out here on Maple and you find strangers and go after them? Not them coming to you, you go after them and say, "Please come and stay at my house. Have a meal with me." You see, brothers and sisters, true hospitality seeks people out. Seeks people out that you do not know and offers them the basic necessities of life. A meal, a cool drink, air conditioning. In our gospel today, Jesus is sitting at the table with sinners. People who had blasphemed God, prostitutes, people who had forsaken their Jewish faith. And Jesus reaches out to the disenfranchised, as we should too. Hospitality, you guys, is both physical and spiritual. It's offering the basic things of life, like opening a door or a drink or a meal, like the hundreds and hundreds of hot dogs and hamburgers that are now being cooked for you. But it's also very spiritual. Catholic author Heather Gary writes this: "At its roots, true hospitality is a spiritual discipline that reminds us of how we ourselves have been received by Christ. Hospitality can be extended in countless ways. A smile, an introduction, an invitation are all small exercises that are, with any exercise, building blocks to something greater. The more one practices hospitality, the better one can welcome and receive others. Mother Teresa once said, "The biggest disease is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted." And all of you know that in your heart. It's the hardest thing to experience. And so I'm asking you this year, as we renew our stewardship in this parish, to reach out to one another. I'm not here to do it for you. You are each ministers and prophets of Jesus Christ. You are each here to make each other feel wanted. This weekend you will receive your stewardship packets, and in those packets there'll be a letter from me and a prayer card. I ask you to join me in praying for a renewal of stewardship in our parish. You also find a green sheet. It's bright green, lime green. It will make your eyes pop out. And it is used for, it shows you a history, if we have any, of your tithing, and asking you to make a commitment for the coming year. You will also find in that packet one yellow sheet, and it is a very bright yellow, and your eyes will melt out of your head because it's so yellow. One per person in your family that shows your time and talent commitment over the past years, as well as on the other side, a chance to make a commitment in the coming year. We ask that you do fill those out and return them in the next 2 weeks. Those next two weekends are called Commitment Sundays, where you can make a commitment to Jesus Christ. And do you know what the difference is between a chicken and a pig when it comes to commitment? Well, a chicken lays an egg. We might say he's invested. But the pig, he becomes the bacon. That's commitment. Which one will you give to Jesus this year? Will you simply give him investment, or will you give him commitment? And I ask you for a moment to look up at that cross. And as Heather Gary said, an act of hospitality is first realizing what we have received from Jesus. Did he give you investment, or did he give you commitment?